Megan Singleton, good morning.
Good morning, Francesca.
I believe that you have been dining your way around Hawke's Bay, Havelock North in particular.
Yes, well, just Havelock North this time, and I actually did put on weight in my five-day visit. I actually did, because I had to eat all the food. To update a popular post I've got on the blog, so I've now got 11 restaurants that I can totally recommend in Havelock North, but I just wanted to talk you through two of them that were total standouts for me, and I will be going back again, like, every time I go down there. And one is quite new. It's called Chan's Chop House, and they opened just before the lockdown last year, and then, of course, you know, had a terrible year. But I took my mum, and we started off with hot roti bread and peanut dipping sauce. So that gets you right there. And then we had crispy aubergine pieces. Now, aubergine, if anyone's cooked it, eggplant, it's hard to cook crispy. It just wants to drink up the oil. These were amazing. And then drizzled in honey and sesame seeds. And then we had a little bit of room for some oxtail dumplings. Steamed, pull apart oxtail meat in the dumplings. Absolutely sensational. So that's at Chan's Chop House. On Havelock Road. And then the other one I just wanted to tell you about is called Pixie. Now, Pixie used to be up opposite Pippi, and Pippi is a favourite, that's on the list, but they've moved around the corner next to Diva, and they do breakfast bowls, and amazing, or you can have them in a smoothie, but let me talk you through this breakfast bowl. Now, it was a chilly Havelock North morning, so I fancied a warm, not a frozen kind of bowl. Warm vanilla chia coconut porridge with black Doris plums and coconut yogurt. Oh my goodness.
Yum.
Are you drooling?
Well, actually, I've just realised it's almost lunchtime and I'm just thinking this isn't great for me right now. I'm just standing here going, gosh, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, as you say, that these are just the blog is just about eateries in the Havelock North area, but there is just so much to choose from, and everything on this list. I'm like you; I've got family down there, and I spend a little bit of time down there. But there are so many excellent options, aren't there? I mean, it is a food destination.
It really is. Look, it really is. And, I mean, most people will probably go down and head to their old favourites. I mean, I added Craggy Range this time because I hadn't actually been at an evening meal there before. So that is now on the list. And Marlow, which is also a favourite right in the village. But you can get Mexican, you can get Indian, you can get Japanese, you can get Italian, all within walking distance in Havelock North Village.
Yes. Yeah. I was very fortunate earlier in the year. I was in Havelock North and we went for a special family dinner and I was shouted to Craggy Range. And we had the tasting menu and I don't know that much about food, but when I've had a tasting menu, often there might be one dish that's not quite as great as the others or something like that.
Yeah.
This meal was exceptional. It was such a treat, and it was absolutely exceptional. If you look at, if you've got a special occasion, gosh, I was impressed. It was just incredible.
And they're so popular, all of it, make a booking. We actually tried to get into Craig Range on the Saturday night. We tried to book like earlier in the week, couldn't, had to go on the Sunday night. So, you know, I mean, it's great for Havelock North. It's great for the regions around New Zealand where the food scene is just really booked out. And there wasn't even school holidays when I was there. So make sure you make a booking and get into some of these places.
Ah, yes, of course. If you're heading that way for the school holidays, some good suggestions. So head to bloggeratlarge.com. Thanks, Megan.